U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
The clock's running out on December deal drops at Lowe's, but there's still time to wrap up something they'll love. Shop great gifts under $50, like the DeWalt Elite Series 100-piece bit set. Plus, if you order by 2 p.m., you get same-day delivery by 8 p.m. Shop December deal drops while you can. Lowe's. We help, you save.
U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify's got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Richard Allen's defense team just asked the Indiana Court of Appeals for permission to file a brief almost double the normal size, 24,000 words instead of 14,000. Why does this matter? They need an extra week past their December 10th deadline. They've identified 10 separate issues for appeal, 9 of them constitutional claims at both the federal and Indiana state level. When a defense team tells a court they literally cannot fit their argument into the standard brief, that's not padding. That's not legal theatrics. That's a signal. Something went wrong here. And it's bigger than 1 or 2 procedural hiccups. So let's talk about what they're arguing, because buried in those 10 issues in the 5 categories of constitutional claims is a roadmap of everything that should make you uncomfortable about how Richard Allen ended up serving 130 years in Oklahoma prison for the murders of Abby Williams and Libby German. The defense has organized their appeal into 5 categories. And I'm going to walk through each one. And as I do, pay attention to what starts to emerge, not just individual problems, but a pattern. And while we're doing that, I got a request for you. Please hit subscribe wherever you're listening to us or watching us. If you're on the podcast platform on Apple Podcast, please give us a review there on Apple Podcast. We'd greatly appreciate that. And YouTube, if you're not already there, check us out. Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. You can comment on this, let your voice be heard, and hit subscribe. We want to hear your thoughts on these cases. So if you could do that, I'd love it. Thank you so much. All right. Category 1 is the right to present a defense. This includes alternative explanations for the crime scene, other suspects, and the ability to impeach the quality of the investigation itself. It sounds basic, right? Sixth Amendment stuff. You get to defend yourself. You get to point at someone else and say, maybe they did it. Except Richard Allen's defense wasn't allowed to do that. Judge Francis Gull ruled in September 2024 that the defense could not present evidence related to their alternative theory. They had 1,200 pages of investigative material pointing to other suspects exposed to the jury. None of it. Yeah. They had a crime scene expert, Dr. Dawn Perlmutter, who specializes in ritualistic killings. She looked at the photos, the positioning of the bodies, the sticks arranged on top of them, and testified it was a textbook ritual murder. And I know that's uncomfortable and bizarre and something we like to think only exists in old episodes of Unsolved Mysteries from 1989, but it doesn't. These things actually do happen in real life, and there happens to be quite a big community of ritualistic-minded folks around Delphi. And there's evidence of that. They let it be known. Asked if she had any doubt that Odinism was involved, she said none at all. Pretty big stuff. When you're talking about murder and the way the bodies are positioned, and if you're going to connect it to something, and it looks like this looks like an Odinistic ritual, you know, who's into Odinism? Well, it's not Richard Allen, but there's a lot of other people that appear to be. And here's what they would have heard if Gull hadn't shut all of this down. Ron Logan, 77 years old. He owned the property where Abby and Libby's bodies were found. The FBI got a search warrant for his home in March of 2017, just weeks after the murders. His phone pinged near the Monon High Bridge around 2:09 p.m. the day the girls disappeared. The prosecution's own theory is that the girls were killed around 2:32 p.m. that evening. Logan's phone pinged again, this time near where the bodies were discovered. And what do you do in that moment of, oh, your phone is pinging where there's a murder that has taken place and there's bodies? Well, he asked his cousin to lie about picking him up that afternoon. He made up a fake alibi. You know, like innocent people do. Multiple tipsters identified him from the bridge guy video. I mean, if you're going to believe anybody's bridge guy, it certainly is Ron Logan. His ex-girlfriend told police he'd threatened to kill them, too. So he's a lovely dude. In May of 2017, while Logan was locked up on a probation violation, a fellow inmate named Rishi Davis contacted law enforcement. Davis said Logan had confessed to the murders step by step. Box cutter to the throat, burned his clothes in a fire pit, said his nose bleed was going on, and he worried drops ended up on the girls. Details that matched what investigators found and what came out at the trial years later. But nothing to see here. Ron was never charged. He died in January of 2022. The prosecution's response to all of this? Well, Davis failed a polygraph, which, okay, polygraphs aren't admissible in court for a reason. They're junk science. But even if you believe the polygraph, even if you think Davis made it all up, the question remains, why didn't the jury get to hear about it and decide for themselves? And plus, a lot of that information has nothing to do with the polygraph. Or Rishi Davis. And everything to do with Ron Logan. But he's dead and you didn't get your a living victim and you ignored the FBI's warnings about him and you pushed them out of the investigation. So I get it. It's a bad look for the police, for the investigators. So you probably don't want a spotlight on that. So you better find some other villain, right? Well, here's another one. Brad Holder. His son was dating Abby Williams. Indiana State Police investigators wrote internal reports linking Holder to the practice of Odinism, okay? They interviewed him. The defense wanted those interview recordings. Turns out they don't exist anymore. The Delphi Police Department's DVR system malfunctioned or someone set it to permanent record mode. And every interview conducted at headquarters in those early months got erased. 6 months of interviews gone. Crucial interviews with potential suspects. And Brad Holder's never been charged with anything here. He maintains his innocence. We're not saying he had anything to do with it. But it sure looked like an interesting lead, considering the Odinism links and, yeah. The defense argued that law enforcement's failure to pursue obvious links between the crime scene and Odinism was confounding. Indiana State Police consulted with a Purdue professor about possible Odinist symbols at the crime scene as early as February 2018. They investigated it, and then they dropped it. No explanation. Nothing to see here. And then Judge Gull, in her infinite wisdom, said the defense hadn't established a nexus between the alternative suspects and the murders. So all of it, Ron Logan's confession, the Odinism investigation, the erased interviews, the crime scene expert, stayed out. The jury deliberated without it. They didn't even know it existed. The appeal argues this gutted Allen's constitutional right to present a defense. And if that's true, nothing else matters. You don't get a fair trial if you can't point at someone else and say, maybe it was them, especially when it was not you. Category two is the right to undermine the reliability of Allen's incriminating statements. This is about the confession, 61 of them. According to the prosecution, Allen confessing to prison guards, to the warden, to his wife, to his mother, to his psychologist. It sounds like a slam dunk. Why would an innocent man confess 61 times, right? Well, here's what the appeal is going to argue. Context. During the same period, Allen was confessing to killing Abby and Libby. He also confessed to killing himself, his family, his best friend, a granddaughter that doesn't exist. He confessed to essaying his sister and his daughter. Both women testified at trial under oath that, no, that's never happened. Richard Allen never touched them. He confessed to crimes that are provably, demonstrably false. And he was confessing to all this while running headfirst into a concrete wall and eating feces. So if a man confesses to things that didn't happen while doing all of that, what does it tell you about the things he confessed to that might have? The defense is also going to attack the psychologist who testified about Dr. Allen's confessions. Dr. Monica Walla treated Allen at Westville Correctional Facility. She told the jury about detailed admissions he made, that he cut the girls' throats, that he covered their bodies with branches, that a white van interrupted him and caused him to flee. Damning stuff. Except Dr. Walla admitted on the stand that she was a true crime fan, that she'd followed the Delphi case closely before Allen ever became her patient, that she'd visited the murder scene at Monon High Bridge before she started treating him. Her supervisor said that was unusual. Walla also diagnosed Allen with a brief psychotic disorder, but then testified she believed he was faking his symptoms. Yeah, because you always fake it, running headfirst into walls, eating poop. The defense brought in their own expert, Dr. Polly Westcott, a forensic neuropsychologist, not a fangirl. She reviewed the same records, conducted her own evaluation, and reached the opposite conclusion as any reputable doctor would. Allen wasn't faking. His cognitive function had collapsed. His frontal lobe was operating at a much lower level than his peers. She described him as a fragile egg who fell apart without his family. The jury heard both experts, but the appeal will argue the defense wasn't given a fair opportunity to demolish the confessions because of how other rulings boxed them in. Category three goes deeper on this. The constitutionality of statements made while Allen was, in the defense's words, gravely disabled in prolonged pretrial solitary confinement. Richard Allen spent 13 months in solitary at Westville Correctional Facility. 13 months in a small box for a man that's not yet convicted of any crime. Indiana Department of Corrections policy says inmates with serious mental illnesses shouldn't be in solitary for more than 30 days. Allen was diagnosed with serious mental illness in April of 23. A team of mental health professionals documented that he had grave disability. That's the same month the confession started. The jury saw videos from inside the cell. Allen naked, Allen with a hood over his head, restrained, being dragged by guards. Allen eating his own feces. Allen banging his head against the walls. Allen smearing waste on the concrete. A solitary confinement expert, Dr. Stuart Grasson, testified that extended isolation causes psychosis and can lead to false confessions. The defense isn't saying Allen was coerced. They're saying he was broken, that the state broke him through the conditions of his confinement, and then he used his broken words to convict him. If that's true, those statements should never have been admitted. That's the constitutional argument, and it is not a frivolous one. Category 4 is the constitutionality of the search of Allen's home. This is where the physical evidence comes from: the Sig Sauer handgun, the blue Carhartt jacket, the knives, and most importantly, an unspent 40 caliber bullet that the prosecution's firearm expert said had been cycled through Allen's gun, the same caliber as the round found between the girls' bodies. The defense tried to suppress all of it before trial. They accused the lead investigator, Tony Liggett, of omitting facts and fabricating witness statements to obtain the warrant. Judge Gall denied the motion, because that's what she does, found no evidence supporting those claims, even though there was. They're raising it again on appeal because here's the thing. The bullet is the only physical evidence that they claim ties Richard Allen to the crime scene. No DNA, none. The state's own forensic scientist testified that no DNA was found linking Allen or anyone else to the murders. Hair found in Abby's hand was tested in October of 24, right before trial. It belonged to Libby's sister, Kelsey, not Allen. Not some mysterious third party, a family member. The prosecution's bullet expert, Melissa Oberg, testified about tool mark analysis, microscopic scratches that she said matched Allen's gun. The defense brought in their own expert, Dr. Eric Warren, who called her methodology apples to oranges. She compared an unspent round to bullets that had been test fired, different conditions, different results. And when the defense tried to call a metrologist, I'm probably saying that right, metrologist to challenge the entire tool mark identification process, Judge Gull blocked it. The jury never heard compelling scientific testimony on the single piece of physical evidence connecting Richard Allen to the scene. Don't want to look at that. Might be wrong. If the search warrant was bad, everything found in that house is fruit of a poisoned tree. No bullet, no jacket, no gun. Take that away and what's left? Confessions from a man who is confessing to crimes that never happened while eating shit. Literally. Category 5 covers other evidentiary rulings, the cumulative effect of decisions that individually might survive scrutiny, but together paint a picture of a defense that couldn't defend. The two composite sketches. For example, law enforcement released a sketch in July 2017, an older man, heavier build, goatee. Then April 2019, they released a completely different sketch, younger man, curly hair, no facial hair. They told the public the second sketch was actually drawn first, and now they believed it was more accurate. The defense wanted to show these sketches to the jury to demonstrate how directionless the investigation had been for 5 years. Judge Gall blocked it. Then there's the phone evidence. A defense expert, Stacey Eldridge, former FBI forensic examiner, testified that someone appeared to plug headphones into Libby German's phone at 5:44 p.m. on the day of the murders and remove them at 10:32 p.m., hours after the prosecution's timeline says the girls were already dead. The state's own expert couldn't explain it. He admitted on the stand that he'd done a Google search during a court break to find a possible explanation, you know, super scientific, during the court break. Let me get you the answers, judge. A Google search during trial. That's the state's response to evidence that doesn't fit their theory. Let's zoom out, shall we? Because the appeal isn't just about individual rulings. It's about how this case was built from the ground up, or wasn't. Richard Allen walked into police 3 days after the murders. February 18th of 2017, and voluntarily reported that he'd been on the Monon High Bridge Trail that afternoon. He gave his name, his timeline, his location. A conservation officer named Dan Doolin took his statement. And then that tip, he got misfiled. Like they record over shit. Because they're a bunch of dipshits. At least that's how it seems. And the investigative team there at Delphi at Jerk Off Command, or whatever they're calling themselves this week. That tip misfiled. Someone wrote Richard Allen Whiteman because Allen's address was on Whiteman Drive. The sheet was marked cleared and there was no follow-up for 5 years. Then a volunteer clerk named Kathy Shank, sorting through boxes of tips in September of 2022, noticed the discrepancy. She flagged two investigators. 5 weeks later, Richard Allen was in handcuffs because they had no one else. One of them died. The others seemed to lead places that nobody wants to go. The other folks that are in this, and if you're new to this story, oh my God, look back at some of our other Delphi videos. The other folks that could be potential suspects, I don't know. I think they get too close to the sun. We don't know what the sun is. But it's something or someone or some group of people in power that do not want to be exposed here. And it involves some dark shit. Who, what? Your guess is as good as mine. But all the obvious people, all the obvious leads, all those, I mean, no matter how damning they are, they're like, nope, it's this guy, maybe. Sheriff Tony Liggett admitted under oath that the early investigation was somewhat disorganized. 14,000 tips came in. One misfiled sheet set in a box for half a decade. The break in the case didn't come from skilled detective work. It came from a volunteer catching a clerical error, which at the end of the day is really all it is. Meanwhile, investigators released two completely different suspect sketches. They initially theorized multiple perpetrators. Prosecutor Nicholas McClelland used that theory to keep the probable cause affidavit sealed after Allen's arrest. By trial, it was a single perpetrator. No explanation for the pivot at all. They investigated Ron Logan, got an FBI search warrant, tracked his phone pings, documented his false alibi, received a jailhouse confession implicating him, and dropped it. They investigated Odinism connections, consulted experts, wrote internal reports, and dropped it. They investigated Keegan Klein, the guy running a catfish account that contacted Libby before she died, had plans to meet with her at the frickin' bridge the day she died, and dropped it. And then waited about 3 years to arrest him for the CSAM material that they knew he had. Huh. That's a little weird, isn't it? You know, this guy is catfishing underage girls, is collecting and amassing CSAM material, and you're like, you just keep doing your thing over there. We'll get back to you. Keep going for a few more years. What the hell is that? But then a volunteer finds this misfiled tip sheet and Richard Allen becomes your answer. The appeal brief is due December 17th. Assuming the extension is granted, less than 5% of convictions get reversed on direct appeal. The defense knows this. That's why they're being so meticulous. They're not just arguing to the Indiana Court of Appeals. They're building a record for federal habeas review if this fails. They've said in their filings that failing to properly brief these issues would itself constitute ineffective assistance of counsel. They are playing the long game. It seems so is the government as well. And their game is, let's hope he dies in prison so we don't have to be accountable for any of these horrible things that we've done and these missteps and these people that we've put into power that really don't deserve to work at a closed down family video. The families of Abby Williams and Libby German have waited almost 8 years for justice. Some of them think they have it. They sat through 25 days of trial. They heard a man convicted and sentenced to 130 years. By any measure, that should be the end. But Richard Allen's defense is asking a question the system doesn't like to answer. Did you prove this? Not did you close it. Did you prove it? Did the jury hear what they needed to hear? Was the defendant given a constitutional trial, or was this conviction built on confessions of a broken man, a single piece of contested ballistic evidence, an investigation that couldn't find him for 5 years, and a judge who blocked the jury from hearing about anyone else who might have done it? And I've never seen a case with so many other potential folks with such damning evidence against them that it looks almost like a slam dunk that are ignored. Abby and Libby deserve justice. Their families deserve peace, but justice isn't just an ending. It's the right ending. And until every question raised in this appeal gets a real answer, we don't know if that's what they got. And I'll go out on a limb and say, guess what? It's not. Their real killer, folks, is still out there. Or he's dead. But he ain't the guy you got in jail, in prison. I know it's something nobody wants to hear who's close to this case. I can't imagine going through what those families went through. I can't imagine trusting in law enforcement to do their frickin' job, and this is the Yahoo yokel clown show you get. Jesus Christ. Your thoughts in the comments section on YouTube, please. Search Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. That is where you will find us. And we got a lot on this case, so please give us your thoughts. While you're at it, be sure to press subscribe while you're there. And if you don't mind, on Apple Podcasts, please leave us a review. We do greatly appreciate that. Until next time, I'm Tony Bruschi. We will talk again.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify has got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify has got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
Running a Shopify store and drowning in shipping chaos? ShipStation can fix this for you. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels with advanced automation, batch processing, and shipping discounts that a single platform just doesn't offer. Like discounts up to 90% off major carriers. See how ShipStation can make shipping for your Shopify store better. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
U.S. college students get Google Gemini's Pro plan free for 1 year and use the best model in the world for multimodal understanding. So whether you're uploading a video to get feedback on your presentation, uploading a photo of your homework to ask for extra help, or transcribing notes from a lecture you missed, Gemini 3 Pro can help. I'm honestly so happy and excited for all the college students out there because I wish this was around back when I was in school. This is such a game changer and so useful. I'm honestly a little jealous. So if you want to try it out, sign up to get more access to Google's most accurate model, Gemini 3 Pro. Unlimited image uploads, pro-level image editing, higher limits in Notebook LM, Gemini in Gmail and Docs, 2 terabytes of storage, and more. All you have to do is visit gemini.google/students to learn more and sign up. Terms apply.
If you run a Shopify store, listen up. Shopify has got you covered for selling, but when your shipping volume grows and you're juggling multiple plugins just to get orders out the door, you need tools that can keep up. Stop duct taping your shipping workflow and use the tools that work better together, like Shopify and ShipStation. Think of ShipStation as Shopify's dedicated shipping partner. ShipStation goes beyond just shipping labels to save you time and money by automating the entire order fulfillment process, from syncing your orders all the way through inventory management and returns. Automate the rate browser to select the lowest rates on shipments, with discounts up to 90% off major carriers like USPS, UPS, and FedEx. No wonder businesses that use ShipStation grow 3 times faster on average and ship 15 times more orders. See how ShipStation can help you scale and boost your Shopify sales. Go to ShipStation.com and access all features free for 30 days. No credit card or contract required. Cancel anytime. That's ShipStation.com.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and 4-piece McNuggets. It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it, your neighbors know it, heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.